are here at the NACUSO 2017 Network Conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And guess who I ran into? Erin Diehl from Kaufman and Knowles. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for asking.
Enjoying the weather?
A little bit. Yeah, they dialed up some nice weather for us here. And there's like barely any humidity and it's like 80 degrees, so it's perfecto. So speaking of perfecto, we're at this here conference talking about, you guys are talking about vendor contracts. I mean, that's a pretty broad topic, but if you could just kind of narrow it down for us here and what you guys are doing here.
Yeah, it is broad. And I thought I would just, you know, mention a handful of things that we always look for. Obviously, there's a long list and I don't want to bore you with that today. But one thing that we see a lot of is not properly documenting the services to be provided, whether it's a credit union, you know, contracting with someone or it's a CUSO providing services. The more detailed, the better. Usually if a problem comes up and you're not meeting, you know, the service level or the services you thought you're receiving, if it's not properly documented, it's harder to get out of that contract.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Anything else we should be looking for? This is actually kind of a big issue now because of all the vendor compliance and all that type of stuff. So what else should we be looking for or credit unions should be looking for?
Yeah, there are a number of things. Another thing that's come up a lot more recently that we make sure is properly documented has to do with confidentiality. Obviously, if the information being exchanged is subject to certain regulations, it needs to be documented that each party is going to comply with those. It also, one thing we've been including, make sure it is including, if there's a breach by other party, they have a data breach or something happens, that you immediately notify the other party. So if their information was compromised, they can take appropriate actions to kind of mitigate any losses.
Yeah, I think that's probably a standard operating procedure that you want to contact everybody involved.
You'd be surprised.
Not
everyone wants to notify. They're trying to, you know, solve it themselves, or maybe they didn't think it affects that person or their information, but we always make sure that that's included, that whichever party we're representing, that they're notified if there's a data breach.
I just think that's so important because that's information, very secure stuff. All right. So, I mean, why is this stuff so important today? Is it just the proliferation of more third parties out there dealing with credit unions, or is it something else?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously you're involved with a lot of different vendors. You go through the due diligence process in the beginning, and it needs to be documented. So if issues arise, you have protection. I think it's going to continue to be an ongoing issue. And it's very important to make sure that it's, you know, in place. The agreement sets forth everything the parties agreed upon and has certain protections for each party.
Yeah, because there's so many third-party vendors out there, and they're all doing a really good job. But for a credit union to go out, I mean, it must be kind of a daunting, head-spinning experience. Like, gosh, who do we choose? Who do we choose to work with that's reliable, reputable, good technology, or whatever service they're going to be providing? It's like, your take on that?
Yeah, you can tell a lot of the sophistication of a party based on their agreement. If they've already included some of the things that we look for, addition to, obviously, there's a long list of other things that we look for that I haven't mentioned. But if they're already there and in place and, you know, it's a fair agreement, that says a lot about the other party and their sophistication. Yeah. Obviously, it doesn't replace the due diligence that the credit union needs to do, but it's an indicator.
Yeah, I think it goes back to what you first said about the details. I think if you're dealing with somebody who's going to give you back a contract or an agreement or whatever, it's this very broad and just kind of, you know, laissez-faire type of language, you know, well, maybe maybe we should take another look at this type of thing.
Yeah, you would be surprised some of the things we see. You would think that they would all...
We won't go into that.
Yeah, we won't go into that.
Yeah. All right, and anything else to add here? Anything else to wrap up here? I mean, 2017 is really kicking off to be a good year so far.
Yeah.
Just, I'm kind of like 16 and 15. Any crystal ball predictions, anything like that out there as far as in this vendor contract?
If I had one, I'd probably be out marketing that somewhere else right now. So sorry, I don't have that.
No worries. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you very much, Erin. Appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Keep up.